This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. A significant weather system is bringing welcome moisture to parts of South Dakota, but only the eastern third of the state is the recipient, with lesser amounts to the west. In addition, a drop in temperature coupled with wind is increasing stress for livestock. SDSU Extension State Climatologist Laura Edwards reports.
We encourage folks to look at the livestock stress tool on our South Dakota Mesonet website. That has a forecast that goes out about 2 days or so, and you can look at forecast cattle stress due to the cold temperatures, and that's valid for both young livestock and adult livestock.
Cooler temperatures are expected to stay in place for the next week or two, with another chance for precipitation probable next week. Edwards encourages Thanksgiving travelers to stay in tune with weather predictions and road conditions. Edwards reports drought is still quite extensive across South Dakota, and recovery over winter isn't likely.
Pretty difficult to significantly improve now as we get into the winter season. The winter is our driest time of year, and our climatology for precipitation is reducing now until we get to midwinter. So we have seen some areas now in the D3 or extreme drought category, and that is about just shy of 11% of the state, but really focused on the western side of the state and kind of around the south along the Nebraska border.
For greater insight on drought, as well as the livestock stress tool, click on the South Dakota Mesonet link on the SDSU Extension homepage. That's at extension.sdstate.edu.